Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and happy Thanksgiving Day. Praise God. This is not a day to get together and fuss about politics.
Amen to that.
No. No, it's a day of giving thanks. Now, real thanksgiving is praise. And praise and giving thanks is the big gun of faith. Paul and Silas, in that dungeon, they'd been beaten nearly to death. They prayed, but they praised God.
Yes, they did.
Oh, Gloria. Right in the middle of that place, they began to give thanks.
It wasn't silent
and
prayer.
And praise God. And it was so loud, they sang so loud, the prisoners heard them.
That's right.
Now, you can't do that without faith. It takes a faith in God and a faith in His love that's so strong that you're just not moved by what you feel or
what
you see. You're moved only by what you believe. And I believe this book.
Yes, hallelujah. Amen.
And thanksgiving. Oh, it is so powerful.
Praise God.
The 8th and the 9th Psalm. It'll still the enemy. Now think about this, Gloria. God inhabits the praise of His people.
Mm-hmm.
When we pray, we come into His presence. When we praise and worship,
yes,
He comes into ours.
Praise. Oh. Isn't that good? Praise.
Oh,
God.
Thank you, Jesus. We worship You and praise You. We give thanks today, especially in this nation. Our nation is being turned around and to the casual those that not aware of spiritual things and not aware of what's going on around them, it looks like the nation is just going down the drain. No! A million times no, it's not going down the drain. Glory to God. Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You, Lord.
We praise You for it, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Gloria, let's look here in the... Well, let's first read our golden text in Mark 11:22. Jesus answering said to them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. When you stand praying, forgive, glory to God, if you have aught against any, that your Father, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Well, what you do unto others is what they do unto you. A spiritual law.
Yeah.
Now, let's look here in the book of Ephesians. I want to show you something. Now, he said, you have what you say. Now, verse 29 of the 4th chapter of the book of Ephesians, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Now, look at the 5th chapter and the 4th verse. Let's back up and start with the first verse. Be ye therefore followers or imitators of God as dear children. Walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanliness and covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking. Foolish talk. What's that? Idle words. Mm-hmm. Nor foolish talking, nor jesting. You know what jesting would be? A dirty joke.
Yeah.
You know, humor is good. And something that's clean, and it's, you know, it brings joy and a smile to your face. But he's talking about nasty jokes, which are not convenient, but rather the giving of thanks. Yeah. If you're having trouble with your words, just start praising God. Mm-hmm. Lord, put a watch over my mouth. I don't sin against you with my words. Amen?
Amen.
Remember this. Oh, I need the protection of the 91st Psalm. Oh, God, I needed it. How do you invoke the 91st Psalm? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, about on the side of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord.
He is my fortress.
He is my fortress. He is my God.
Yes.
In Him do I trust. And then He will deliver me.
That's what it says.
That's what it says. Right here. Fill your mouth with thanksgiving.
Praise God.
Amen. I remember, Gloria, when that disc blew up in my back. Man, I'll tell you, I fell on the floor. I was taking a shower. It was Sunday morning after Saturday night, we closed Southwest Believers Convention. And, man, that thing blew up in my back, knocked me to the floor, and I couldn't get up. I've never experienced pain like that. Anyway, later, I got out there about on the back porch, and I'm praising God. I got out there. Oh, that thing hurt. Oh, it hurt. Well, my left leg was hurting me. Oh, dear Lord. And Brother Keith said, praise God, my right leg don't hurt. Praise God. Yeah. You know, and this is big.
Praise something.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. See, pain is in the thought life. We can prove that because it puts you to sleep. You don't feel it. It's in the brain. It's in the same area where you think. And so I'm out there on that back porch. Oh, this thing is hurting. And I got two heating pads and wrapped them around my left leg and turned them up as high as I could get them. Took the sash out of a couple of my robes and tied them on there. Had my leg jacked up here like that. Turned them up just make it hurt more than that other hurt, you know, trying to do something. And I started praising God. Oh, praise God. I want to thank you for that green grass. I want to thank you for the blue sky. I want to thank you for this wonderful home you've given glory to me. I want to thank you. Just shouting just loud as I could. Just at the top of my voice. And it had eased down. I said, oh, glory. And it had kicked right back in. But the louder I got, the stronger it came against that. Just praising, just shouting at the top of my voice. And as long as I would do that, it had come down. So now I experienced a little bit there of what Paul and Silas experienced. Now, of course, what I had don't hold a light to what had happened to them. But it's the same principle. Mm-hmm. But you have to do it by faith. You have to do it by faith. You have to have faith in, I don't know why you let this happen to me. Oh, shut up. That's idle words from hell. That's just blasphemous to accuse God of letting something happen to you.
That's
or
true.
To accuse Him of putting it on you. Don't ever do that. That's an oppression of the devil, glory to God. Now, put thanksgiving in your mouth. Hallelujah.
Praise.
Let's go over. Now, we're going to get into something here in believing that we receive. In the fourth chapter of the book of Philippians. Now, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Moderation there, the Greek word is unselfishness. Be careful for nothing. Now that's, that word careful there means care-filled. The Classic Amplified translates it as anxious, anxiety, worry.
Fear.
Worry is a sin, Gloria.
Yes, it is.
It's a sin. Because Jesus said, why take your thought for tomorrow? Why are you laying there worried about it? There ain't nothing you can do about it.
You can't worry in faith.
No, you can't do it.
Impossible.
No, because all worry is fear-based. It's death-based.
That's right.
So, be anxious for nothing. Don't be anxious or fearful or worry about anything. But in everything. Say it with me. But in everything. By prayer and supplication. With
Thanksgiving,
let your request be made known unto God. Now listen, John 16:23-24, Jesus said, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Ask and receive that your joy may be made full. Now, I go before him, Mark 11:23-24.
Yeah.
What say it, believe it in your heart. Whatever things you desire, believe and receive them, you shall have them.
It also lets you know that he wants your joy full.
Yes, absolutely. And here he said, rejoice.
Yeah.
So you take the word. I mean, I do it all the time. I just a couple of nights ago, I got up out of bed and went in something on my vision board there. And I got up and went in there and read John 16 and read it before the Lord and before my own eyes. And that picture I had on my vision board there for the continuing miracle that I need in my low back. I'm not just healing. I'm healed. I don't have any sickness, disease, and hadn't had for years. And but that got damaged in there. There's bones that are damaged in there and so forth. And my miracle is happening.
Your miracle.
It is happening.
See? Yes, it is.
So, and anyway, and I just read those verses right there. Well, he said, whatsoever I ask the Father in his name, he'd give it me. Therefore, whatsoever thing I desire when I pray, believe I receive them and I shall have them. Mm-hmm. On what grounds? I've asked. And he said it would. And he said he would. His word's all I need.
That's right.
But now I don't need to go back in there and say, you know, I didn't get it. I'm asking again. No, 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 no. After that, what do you do? Let's go back over there again. Let's go back to it again. Philippians 4. Be anxious or worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. You thank him for it. Oh, God, I thank you. I have a new spine from my brain stem to my tailbone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And what little dab of discomfort and so forth is in there now? I could care less. My Uncle Pete, oh, I tell you what, Pete Owens, I mean, that man, he didn't know what pain was. Pete, all I ever saw. And I, you know, Uncle Pete, I had worse than that on my upper lip. I don't care if
he didn't get any sympathy.
No, if he was hurting so bad he had tears coming out of his mouth, he just smiled. Hey, what a man. Anyway, with thanksgiving, the Classic Amplified says, continue to make your wants known by giving thanks. You have prayed. You have received it in Jesus' name by faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is mine. I own it.
That didn't say continue to ask, really. No. When you think about it, it said continue to make your wants known. Well, I'd take that continue to praise that you got it.
Yeah, right? That's what they see. That's exactly what he's saying here. Be anxious about it. Don't be worried about anything. But in everything by prayer. Now, you need to start with prayer.
Thanksgiving.
You need to start with John 16:23 and the other prayer scriptures and so forth and stand on them. Hey, sweetheart, let me tell you something. The Word of God is the answer to the prayer.
That's right.
The promises of God and the facts of God. By His stripes you were healed is not a promise. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. You can stand on that forever. Glory to God. It belongs to you in the name of Jesus. Now, 1 John, turn there really quick. 1 John chapter 1. If we walk in the verse 7 in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins and we feel better about it and don't feel so sorry and so guilty, it doesn't have anything to do with your feelings. Mm-hmm. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When? Right then.
Yeah.
I've done it when I felt so bad, I just missed it, and just tears in my eyes. And I told Him one night, I said, I'm not going over there and preach tonight. I can't do it. I got mad that afternoon. I won't go into what. But
surely not at me.
No, dear heart, no. But, and I said, I'm not going over there. He said, why? I said, you know why? He said, no, I don't know why. I just explained. I said, I'm not going over there and stick up my big bony number one finger and say, thus saith the Lord, at getting mad and saying what I did. He said, didn't you confess that? Yeah. He said, and I don't know what you're talking about. Hmm. Boy, it struck me, Gloria. And I've remembered that until this very day.
That's been a long
it has
time
nothing
ago.
To do with the way I feel. It has to do with what He promised. I can stand up there, particularly on the sin of unforgiveness, and that's the big one. Hmm. That's the one He mentioned. Forgive if you have aught against it.
That's right.
That it says, though. Sir, I confess the sin of, don't call it your problem, call it by its nasty name. I confess the sin of unforgiveness in the name of Jesus and, oh, please forgive me. And I receive my forgiveness, sir. Thank you very much. And now, sir, I receive my cleansing from all unrighteousness. Thank you very much, sir. I'm forgiven and I'm cleansed. Thank you very much, sir. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I obey orders. Now, the feelings may still be just roaring at you. That's flesh. That doesn't have anything to do with it. But by faith, I had to do it by faith. I know He heard me. Because it's His will, it's His word. I know He heard me. And when we know He hears us, we have the petition that we desired of Him. Now what do? You just back off and say, praise you, Jesus.
Thank you,
praise
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Yes,
all unrighteousness has been cleansed out of me. Now thank God I stand before you righteous in your eyes because I'm righteous. I've been made the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm not righteous in myself, but in Him I am. He didn't, Gloria, He didn't create any unrighteous new creatures. He didn't create any unworthy new creatures. Because we were created in the image of Jesus.
Praise
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it is.
Now, you can shout and give thanks over that. Big gun of faith is thanksgiving. I mean, it'll overcome you. Fear, it'll... You can start screaming, you're praising God and dancing before the Lord. It's called a sacrifice of praise, you know. You need to praise till you get out beyond your comfort zone. When you get to where, ooh, do I want to do that? That's when you need to throw a wall-eyed fit Just like David, just praise and thanks until your wife says, "That's the most vulgar thing I've ever seen." That's what she said. And you remember what he said? "Woman, I'm going to get more vulgar still." He's out there in the street.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
No, he wasn't acting like a king. He just slung off all of his royal robes and got out there in the street. And he's just like with the common people. He's just out there shouting and praising and dancing and glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise. You praise long enough, the spirit of worship comes. And when that spirit of worship comes, just stay there. The glory will fall.
Praise.
And in that glory is healing and mercy. Mm. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Isn't that wonderful?
Praise.
Oh, Father, we just worship you and praise you. How much time have I got?
Thank you, Father.
In this last minute here, the Apostle Paul said in verse 12, excuse me, Lord. "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind." See, and you do that, you start praising, you start giving thanks, the peace of God comes, and it'll garrison up around your mind. It'll keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Listen to this. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I've got so much pain. It's not going to work this time. No, don't be thinking that. You've already taken John 16:23 before the Father, and it's yours. You've received it. Don't you allow that come into your mind. I don't care if you dream something about dying during the night. You get up from there, glory. Don't you tolerate that in your mind. You say this right now. "My mind is my mind.
My mind is my mind.
I think what I tell it to think.
I think what it thinks what I tell it to think.
I think what's true.
I think what's true.
Honest.
Honest.
Just.
Just.
Pure.
Pure.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Good report.
Good report.
Hallelujah.
Victory report.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Well, it's true that old girl. No, that's not a good report. Fix it. We're out of time.
Whether your family is near, far, or you've created a family from the community around you, learn to keep those relationships strong. When conflict arises, be sure you have the right tools to combat stress and division and maintain an atmosphere of peace in your family. For over 50 years, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have believed and trusted the Word of God for their family. They have established a legacy of faith, declaring the scripture, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The Family Peace Package includes simple stress relief through thanksgiving and praise, a 5-message audio series in which Kenneth and Gloria examine how the 2 key actions of thanksgiving and praise bring peace and joy into every situation. And Family Promises, a collection of scriptures especially for families. Begin to meditate, confess, and stand in faith on God's promises for your family. As you gather together during this Thanksgiving, in person or remotely, set yourself up for the peace of God to be the defining feature of your holiday season and beyond.
Happy Thanksgiving. The Family Peace Package is our free gift to you from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Use this teaching resource to help stop stress and anxiety in your life. Begin to walk in the victory Jesus gave you. To request your free copy, go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Brother Copeland told us today what Thanksgiving really is. It's praise. Thanksgiving is so powerful. It stills the enemy. It overcomes fear. Did you catch this? He called it the big gun of faith. When we praise, God inhabits our praises, and in His presence, there is fullness of joy. Listen to me. If you've never made Jesus the Lord and the Savior of your life, today is your day. And I invite you to just pray this simple prayer with me. Just say this out loud. Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. And I repent of my past, every sin, every failure, and I receive your forgiveness. Jesus, be the Lord of my life. I believe in my heart that you died for me, that you rose again for me. I confess with my mouth, you are my Lord. Take my life, do something with it, and fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen, I know it's a simple prayer, but if you prayed it and you prayed it in faith and you believed it in your heart, your life just changed forever. Glory to God. And you can remember that today, November 26th, Thanksgiving Day. This is the day that you met Jesus. And I invite you, get to know him. Get to know him as your Savior. Get to know him as your friend. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a gift that they want to send to you. It's called the Salvation Package. If you were born again today, then this is yours. It's totally free. And it includes a book entitled He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Just going to help you find out who you are in Jesus, who he is in you. Along with this book, we're going to send you these two little brochures just to help you learn how to read and how to study your Bible. These are important things. And again, we want you to have this for free. So to receive your free salvation package, go to kcm.org and start today spending time with Jesus. Get to know him. As you read your Bible, get to know him as you spend time in his presence. The bottom line is, he's there for you. And then we want to hear about it. Share your story with us. Let us know what good things our good God is doing in your life, especially if you were born again, especially if this was your salvation day. Hey, we want to rejoice with you. So contact us by email or phone and testify of the goodness of God. And then tomorrow, tune back into this broadcast. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are going to be teaching how real faith believes God before the answer comes. Start believing when you pray to activate your faith for breakthrough. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
God has a good plan for your life. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. Request your free salvation package at kcm.org/salvation. Take the next steps to help you begin your journey understanding who you are in Christ and how to live your new life in victory. As you continue to grow in your faith, believe God for new visions, his manifested power, and great change in your life.
There's a personal hands-on experience that you'll get that you won't be able to find anywhere else.
I love all the instructors and how they impart to us the things that the Lord has laid on their hearts to share with us.
Listen, I'm telling you, you start out, you listen to it, and you listen to it until it comes out of your mouth, glory to God. But when it comes out of your mouth, it'll have your anointing on it.
Everything that I'm learning here will carry on and is preparing me for the next step.
Take the next step. Apply today.